WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Good afternoon, Bride. Good afternoon. This is your host of Bride Time Live, Dr. June Knight. How are y'all doing today? I'm coming to you from the great state of Tennessee, and today we are highlighting a pastor named John Turner, and he is actually a missionary pastor, him and his wife Sandra, in South Brazil. He's actually calling from Brazil. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. Thank you for having us on the broadcast tonight, Dr. June. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Now, listen, I see on your bio that you have been in ministry since 1987. So if you don't mind kind of taking us back in time and telling us what is your life story? Where was you born? Was you born in a big family? Were they Christians?
Well, I was the oldest son of four boys and lived in Dallas, Texas, born in Dallas. And my mother and father were not really sold out Christians. They went to church once in a while. But to go into depth on that a little bit, they got divorced when I was about 11 years old, but my dad had left it about when I was about 9 years old. And so it really had an impact on my life, you know, the feeling of rejection and abandonment and that sort of thing. And so it created a lot of problems in my life, rebellion and made me angry with authority and all types of things like that. But I, at the age of 23, I came to the Lord in Austin, Texas. I was living in Austin at this time, and came to the knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ, and was basically delivered of all kinds of hate and things that were in my heart. And so the Lord spoke to me one day when I was sitting on the bench on the pew. I was in a Pentecostal church at that time, and I was just sitting there waiting for the service to start. And I heard this voice from behind me say, many are called, but few are chosen, and I
right.
chose you. Yep, and I turned around and to look at who said that to me, and there was no one sitting behind me. And so I knew it was the Lord speaking to me. And so I was a young man without understanding, you know. I didn't have any real spiritual understanding. So I struggled a lot along the path. And then I met my wife, and we got married in 1980. And we ended up having four children. three girls and one boy, and they're all adult children now. Yeah, they're all adults, and I have nine grandchildren now. But we were living in Austin together. It's a long story how I got to Austin, but anyhow, we were living in Austin, and we were helping a church that had just started, and actually they are helping us now, 30 years later, here in Brazil. They're actually financially helping us to be able to be here. It's a blessing to have help from someone, and they helped us after all these years. And so it's pretty amazing the effect of giving and helping other ministries to get started and to help them financially. And then you just never know what will come back to you or come back around. But
Amen.
Pardon me?
I said, right. Amen.
Yep. So we were living in Austin, and then my brother had a business back in Dallas, and it was a remodeling business. And so I did painting and that sort of thing, custom painting for homes and for residential and commercial. And so he had asked me to come and help him with his business. And he was involved with a church over in the part of Dallas called Oak Cliff. And so that's primarily a culturally a black community. And so we were involved with this church. We helped another church to get started. It was a small church, and it began to grow and thrive. And we painted the church. We did different things for free, you know, just to be a blessing, to honor the Lord and His house. And so we did that. Then the next thing I know, my brother and I were talking, and we decided to start a church over in Garland, Texas, which is outside of Dallas. And that was in 1986, I think is when that was. And so we started right then with the church, and it ended up growing and thriving. And
yeah.
So let's see, my wife and I, along the way, we ended up buying a tent, a 40 foot by 80 foot revival tent, and we set it up a few times. But I'll be honest with you, that's some hard work. It takes somebody with a lot of guts and a hard, strong back to do that kind of ministry. And so, I'll be honest with you, I didn't last too long with that. I liked it a lot. I loved the outreach, and I loved the atmosphere, changing the atmosphere and preaching into the wind and open like that. I loved it. But we moved on, and then my brother died, and that was in 1991, and he died. And so we're helping that church, you know, and helping it grow, helping it to move on. And so it ended up that we, through a series of events, I had pioneered another church in Garland, Texas, a small church. It was called Gospel Truth Church. And I was, at that time, I was going to Bible college at the same time, and I had a business at the same time, and then raising my family. It was a very busy, busy time. But I graduated in 1997 from Christ for the Nations, and my wife graduated.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she graduated in 2001. So we both are graduates of Christ for the Nations. I'd like to give you a testimony, if I can, about how I ended up in Brazil, if that's all right, and the first time that I ever went to Brazil.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. So the Lord ended up grooming you for ministry, like you was in that service and you heard the Lord say, those that are chosen, you know, He has chosen you. And since that time, he groomed you, sent you to Christ for the Nations to get training, and then you met your wife, right?
Actually, I met my wife before I was a single Christian, and then I met my wife, and then later we went to Christ for the Nations.
Oh, okay, gotcha, I gotcha. Okay, so take us from there, how God set you up where you're at now.
Okay, so what happened was I was at Christ for the Nations, and I was in Bible college, and I was doing very good. I was very attentive. I was there, never late, always there every day. And so I built up, you know, they went by an honor system, a time system there. So if you missed a certain amount of time, you could actually fail the course there. But anyhow, to make a long story longer, it ended up that I was able to go to Israel, and I went to a outreach meeting, and they said, well, you need $100 to secure your seat on the airplane. And so this lady that I was giving a ride back and forth to the Bible college, she was just riding along with me from the same city that I was in Garland. And she said, well, I'll pay the $100 for him. And so that's awesome. So in 1995, on my birthday, 1995, I was born in 1955, just for the record, if anybody wants to add this up. But but in 1995, on January the 20th, this lady told me, she said, well, I need to talk to you, John. I need to talk to you about the deposit. And I thought, in my mind, when I'm sitting there in the car with her, I thought, well, she's not going to be able to pay it. I'll be gracious. All these things are going through my mind. And I said to myself, I'll just tell her that it's okay. God will provide. Don't worry. No pressure. That sort of thing. I was going to be gracious. Right?
Yeah.
And so it ended up that the next thing I know, as I'm thinking these thoughts, she opened her mouth and she said, I've been praying about it, and God has put it on my heart to pay your whole way to Israel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. So we got a miracle.
Wow.
And really my first big miracle, financial miracle. And
yeah.
So my way was completely paid. Hotel, plane, everything was paid for. And then we had a miracle for my wife, too. She wanted to go. And so she was, you know, praying and believing by faith. And it was, she packed her bags without any money and went down to meet the bus, and at the bus, someone volunteered or donated the amount of money for her to go also. So so we both made it to Israel.
Yeah.
So at the Jordan River, we're in two different buses. There's about 80 people all together.
Yeah.
And we're down at the Jordan River, and I wanted to be self-baptized. So I did, and next thing I know, my professor there, he said, stay in the water. There's a lady coming. Later we found out she was a Brazilian lady, but we didn't know that at the time. And so he said, just remain there because there's someone wanting baptized. And so this lady came, and there was another young man there also, an African man in the water with me. And we waited for this lady to come. And when she came, both of us had one arm in each hand and our hand on her back, and we're ready to baptize her. And she started manifesting, growling and stuff. And so we cast the devil out of her in the name of Jesus. She fainted there for a little while. And after she came out of that, we baptized her three times in the Jordan River, and she came out of the water speaking in tongues.
Aww.
And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
And so I hear these voices, and my wife's out on the shore of the or the bank of the Jordan River. And I hear these voices, and they say, "Pastor, Pastor, come here, pray for me." And so I went towards them, and some of them are in the water. And so I started laying hands on these people. And the next thing I know, they're falling out under the power of God in the Jordan River. And my wife's catching them, trying to keep them from floating downstream. So we were having revival at the Jordan River. And so this is back in the days of snail mail only, no internet or anything like that. There wasn't anything too much like that back then in those days. It wasn't ready available like it is now. And so through a series of events, I wrote her a letter, and she wrote me one back. Took a few months to get it, and she invited me, her and her husband, to come to Brazil. And so they paid my whole way to go to Brazil.
Oh.
And so I ended up in Brazil. That was in 1996. And I was still in Bible college, and I took spring break to go to Brazil to preach the Word of God. And when I arrived, I'd been up all night long. And it ended up that the pastor and them, they came and got me the next day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and drove another couple of hours to this other city. And he said, "By the way, you know, you're going to be preaching tonight." And I said, "All right, no problem." And so I went to his house, took shower, ate, and all that stuff, and went to the church to minister. And that was at 7 o'clock. And there were supposed to be two services, one at 7 and one at 9. So anyhow, it ended up that as I'm standing on the platform there to minister to the people, I'm feeling this unction and the Holy Spirit, and I just got real quiet, and I'm looking at the people, and they're all just kind of like, "What are you doing?" And I told them, I said, "I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit to speak to me so that I know how to, what to say and what to do." And so all of a sudden, the power of God fell. And so I began preaching, and just for a few minutes preached. And the next thing I know, I'm praying for people. I'm prophesying to people, and they're falling out under the power. And that went on all the way up to 1:30 in the morning the next day.
Yeah.
So it was a very powerful experience.
Yeah.
So that's my first experience to Brazil. Was in 1996. And so we visited a few times here and there along the way, but ended up here in 2015, December 2015, we ended up here living here. And we live in a city called Jericoá do Sul in Santa Catarina in South Brazil, and we're sandwiched between two other states that are in the south.
Yeah.
So it really is the south, deep south.
Well, let
so
me
what
ask
else
you,
can I tell
they,
you.
Are they really hungry, really, really hungry for the Lord there?
They are. In many of the areas, they're really hungry. This particular area that we're in, it's a heavy German influence.
Yeah.
And the Germans, they work a lot. They work day and night, and they work every day of the week, and they work holidays and everything else. So it's all about work and money and possession status.
Yeah.
So the area we're in is a very hard area. We kept hearing that when we got here. Oh, their hearts are hard and this and that. And really, to be honest with you, it's true here where we're at. It's a hard area. But we are seeing God breaking down those hard hearts. And we teach a class here called the Spirit of the Mind. And it's an 8-week class. And we deal with all types of issues, roots of Yeah, roots of rejection, roots of pride, yeah. roots of guilt, roots of, I mean, you name it. And so we deal with all the issues, and we so it's a healing class. It's a deliverance class, and we're seeing great results through this class. We're seeing people
Aww.
Set free of their past.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Really beautiful.
That is
but
a blessing.
We are, what's that?
I said that is a blessing.
It is beautiful. God is moving here. He has used us to... Sandra and I, we walk everywhere. We don't have a car. We
yeah.
have walk everywhere to get anything we need. We have to walk to get it. So we
yeah.
need a lot of people. And we have had the opportunity to witness to prostitutes on the street. And it's amazing how open they are, because they say that it's good that we were willing to stop and to talk to them, that most people just walk past them. They don't say anything to them at all.
Yeah.
And so every
yeah.
time we see them, we're telling them about Jesus. We're telling
yeah.
them about the love of Christ, and that life can be better. It can be different. And so we've
right.
won many people to the Lord through that, and taxi drivers, you name it. We've won all kinds of people to the Lord here. So they're open.
Well, that's a blessing. Now, Pastor, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. And when we come back, we would love for you to talk to us about what do you see about America? Like, what do you see is a word for Americans? One moment, okay?
Okay.
Bride, are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Okay, Bride, welcome back. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight. We are here today with Pastor John Turner. He is a missionary overseas who is actually calling us from South Brazil, and he has shared his life story with us on how God groomed him, raised him up to go in the mission field and to sow into this other culture. And now he is going to talk to us a few minutes about America. Now, I know that you may be limited over there, like on your news broadcast, on what you see going on in America, but are you hearing anything from God about what we're going through over here?
Well, what I do know is I know that God set President Trump in place. He is definitely the man of the hour, I will say, at this time. And it's because he's open to prayer, and he's open to hear from men and women of God that speak into his ear, speak into his life. And so I believe that we're on the right path right now.
Yeah. Well,
as far as
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I am amazed at some of the decisions that he has made and how he's changing the atmosphere. I'm seeing a boldness that's coming forth from the Christian world today more than they have in the past 8 years or so. And so,
yeah.
So I feel like what I'm seeing is the lion is roaring. We are the church, the Lion of Judah is roaring. We're roaring. We are beginning to take our place back in the world. And so what we really need is we need praying people. We need people that'll pray, that'll fast, that'll intercede for the nation and for the leadership in the nation. And for the church, we need the church leadership to be on their knees. And so we need everyone coming together and unifying for this cause, to see Christ risen up or lifted up among the people, the American people today. That's what we need. We need to point everyone towards Jesus, and we need to do that by coming into prayer and coming into unity together and marching for the Lord.
Yes.
We're an army, and an army sticks together. An army fights together. An army does not allow the enemy to influence any portion of the army itself. So the army needs to march forward and not look back.
Yes, good point. Do you see that what happens in the United States will actually affect the whole world?
Well, I can tell you that the negative points have affected where we're at now. So definitely the positive points of what's going on now will affect what's going on here in this nation. I can tell you that. The Brazilian people are talking about Trump, and they're wanting a Trump in their nation. This is a corrupt nation. And a very disturbing course of events that have gone on, where they've robbed the coffers, they've robbed the people, and many of the politicians are in prison right now and still being tried and put in prison because of their thefts and the things that they've done to this nation. They've robbed and pillaged this nation, and that's why they're in a crisis now, a crisis situation financially here in Brazil. And they are looking for a Trump to come and to take the leadership. They want a Trump here.
Right. You know, I've heard that from other countries like Canada and South America. Yes.
Amen.
It is.
Well, that's
true.
What I believe. Yeah, so, I mean, America is influencing the whole world. It either influences in a positive way or in a negative way. It depends on who's, excuse the term, sitting on the throne in America, whoever the president is. Their influence matters. Who they are matters. Their character matters.
Yeah. That is the truth. Now, let me ask you this, Pastor. What is God speaking to you about lately? What's in your spirit? Talk to us a minute.
Well, I'll tell you, the word that I have for you right now is Joel 2:25-26. And it says, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame." I believe the Lord wants to restore America back to its glory, back to its godly roots. And I believe this has been going on. There's an undercurrent that's been going on and been moving behind the scenes, but now it's beginning to rise up like a river swelling. It's beginning to swell up and rise up and flow, and it's moving. And it is to restore. God is restoring America back to her position where she should be. And I believe the things that have been taken away, the from all the different demonic influences and the negative influences, everything that has been to harm the morality of our society and to break it down, I believe that it is being restored to us, and that we will once again eat in plenty and be satisfied. We will worship the Lord, and we will give him glory for what he's done in America. I believe that, and I'm giving him glory right now for what he's doing, how he's raising up the people in America right now.
Well, do you feel like that we're in judgment now or going into judgment? Where do you think judgment comes in all this?
Oh, boy. That's a hard question because it's sort of like a two-sided coin, you know.
It is. It is absolutely right. Yes.
Yeah. There's many things that we see, and we know that many times that weather reflects, the elements reflect things of the spirit. But we also know that God allows pressure in order to purify, in order to to draw people to their knees and to make them, make his people turn back to him in a way that is pure and holy and giving him all glory. And then he will lift you up. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And that's really what it comes down to.
Right, right. I understand.
Did I answer your question? I believe I did. But.
Well, we have a debate going on over here between the different prophets. Some say judgment and some not. And then this one minister that I had on the radio, he said that he asked God one day, he said, God, which one is right? You know, like we have one side saying judgment and the other side not. And God said they're both right. And he said, what do you mean? He said, because if my people do not repent and do not turn, I cannot do what I want to do. So, yes,
That's true.
Are right. They're saying that. You know, because it's warning people, you know, like the prophets of old, you know, the way they warn, basically repentance, you know, bringing people to repentance.
Right.
Type of deal.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's a two-sided coin. I mean, on the one side, there's the pressure, and on the other side is the blessing. If we'll just flip that coin, we can walk and move in the blessing, and we don't have to have.
And I've got a great example for that, John. I've got a great example. Okay, here's the news media. They're really trying to divide Americans before Hurricane Harvey between the blacks and the whites. Well, here comes judgment with Hurricane Harvey, and then, you know, all this disaster hits. And what did God do in the midst of it, in the midst of the sadness? It had to be shown on all these mainstream media outlets how the blacks and the whites were helping each other. God shut their mouth, and now we don't hardly hear anything about it because it was so, like, it just moved Americans so much seeing how, you know, the real heart of America come out. They're all
people helping people.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that's always amazed me too, is this type of racism, whether it's the white oppressing the black, or the black, blaming the whites for what happened and what's going on. And the reality is that there's a lot of bad stuff that's happened. Our history is not beautiful. We've had some bad things that happen and some ugly history, let's put it that way. But the truth is, if you're a Christian especially, there is no color. We're all the same. We're all in the same family. And there is no color. And I'm not going to say that God is colorblind, because he made the colors. And they're beautiful, each one. And we're supposed to honor that and respect that. And I believe that we're supposed to recognize that God loves diversity. He loves that. And so we should honor that. We need to help each other.
Yes, we do. Now, do you have any other word for us, brother, before we pray for you?
No, I think that's probably enough, if that's all right with you.
Yes, first of all, I just want to say that I really honor what you're doing over there and you giving up your life for the cause of missions. A lot of people, I've interviewed many, many missionaries, and a lot of people don't understand really the price that they paid to be where they're at. I mean, you're over there without your family, and not only that, but you're outside of your culture. You're outside of your familiarity. You know, you're outside of your things that you can trust in. Like, you trust, when you're inside America, you trust. You know, just because you're on American soil. When I went on this mega revival tour, I accidentally got put in Canada, you know, because the GPS took me into Canada. I didn't know that the Niagara Falls was halfway in Canada and halfway in the United States. And so I ended up in Canada. And they almost arrested me, and they said, "Ma'am, what are you doing in Canada?" And I said, "The Lord told me to travel the United States and pray for the border." It was funny. But anyway, the point is, while I was in Canada, I did feel the difference of not being on American soil. You know, oh my gosh, I will be so happy just to be back on our own soil. People don't understand how missionaries feel about that, you know?
Yeah, actually, to comment on that is every day that we walk these streets to go here or there to do our work, we realize every day we're in a foreign land. And every day we say, wow, we're not in Kansas anymore, you know, we're not in America. And we realize it every day that we're here. And we love the people. We love what we're doing. But, man, I got to tell you, there's no place like America.
Yeah. Well, I want us to pray, Bride, for him and his wife and what they're doing over there in that country, because God has chosen them to be there right now for such a time as this. And when we partner with heaven for him and to be successful in his mission with what God has called him to do, God will bless us for sowing. See, this is the sowing and reaping principle. We are sowing into this ministry, sowing our love, sowing our prayers. And then, sir, at the end, I'm going to ask you to tell the bride how they can sow into you financially, like, how they can get in touch with you after we pray. So, Bride, let's just all bow our heads real quick and ask the Lord to be with this family. Lord, we just come before you today, Lord, in your mighty name. Jesus, we just thank you so much for calling missionaries, Lord, from America into these other countries. And, Lord, we just give you glory for John Turner and his family, for calling him, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord. Him being trained under Christ for the Nations, Lord, such a great organization, Lord, a great discipleship program, Lord. And for them to go over there, Lord, and serve that culture, serve those peoples, Lord, and to be able to bring the gospel to them, Lord. So the bride, we all come together in agreement, Lord, that you heal his body, heal his wife's body, Lord. Renew their strength like the eagles, Lord.
Yes.
Download into them, Lord, more prophetic revelation than they have ever had, Lord. Downloading into them the seeds of continued missions, Lord. The tools and strategies that they need to accomplish the mission over there, Lord. God, we pray angels around them to protect them, Lord. Angels around their home, their church, their community, Lord. And, Lord, we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, that it's with the principalities and the powers of the air.
Amen.
So, Lord,
yes.
the bride, the church, we partner with him in what he is asking you for about the heavenly war that's going on in his region. Lord, we know that you have called him to this region for a purpose. You have called him to tear down those strongholds and to bring victory to that land because you love that land and you have a purpose for it, Lord. So we partner with him, Lord, asking you, Lord, to send the angels from the north, south, east, and west to that land. We declare victory in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that it shall produce the fruit that you want for that region in Jesus' mighty name.
Lord.
Now, Lord, I pray for his finances. Lord, I pray you bless him and his ministry, Lord. I pray, God, that you give them witty ways to bring in wealth, Lord. Unusual ways to bring in wealth, Lord, giving him downloads or ideas on how to do this, Lord. God, we pray you bless them with a vehicle if they want one. Bless them with a vehicle, Lord. Bless them with all of the tools that they need to accomplish that mission, Lord. There is reason why they should not have the best of everything. They are the children of the Most High God, a child of the King. So we call it in and agree with you, Lord, that they will have the best of everything they need, Lord. We are the last generation going out, and we are rising up. We are the sons and daughters of God that are being manifested in the earth now, Lord. And we are going to go out in victory, taking dominion and authority in all of our regions, Lord. Taking the earth back, Lord, taking our finances back, taking our health back, taking our families back, taking our cities back, Lord, before the great and terrible day of the Lord. We thank you, God, and give you praise, Lord, that you chose him for such a time as this. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, I would love for you to pray for WATB Radio as we continue the mission. If you would pray for us and then pray for the bride real quick, please.
Actually, I was going to ask you if I could pray for your ministry here. Father God, we lift up this ministry that opens the door to the nation, that opens the door to the earth, to the world, to hear the word of God, to receive the word of God, and to experience how it is that other people in other parts of the world are living and what they're doing to further the gospel, to further the name of Jesus,
Lord.
And to lift up the name of the Lord. And so, Lord, we ask you that you bless Dr. June and her team
Thanks,
and the
Lord.
People that they're working with, she's working with. I ask you to pour out upon them, Lord, financially, spiritually, physically, Lord, in every area of their lives, Lord. I ask you to pour upon them, even to the listeners, the people that are listening. I ask you, Lord, that you would just pour out and flow out to them too, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you are doing a new thing, like you said in Isaiah in 43:18-21, that you are doing a new thing. Behold it. Do you not see it? This is what you're doing for the bride of Christ. You are bringing the rivers into the bride of Christ that it'll flow. You are bringing in the power of the anointing and the power of life.
Yeah.
You are the life giver, Lord, both physically and spiritually, Lord. We've seen the dead raised. We've seen the healings. We want to see more, Lord, through the bride of Christ, through the people of God, through your body, yes. Lord. I ask you, Lord, to anoint and to appoint these that need to rise up and do the work. I ask you, Lord, that you would give them the boldness to do what they're called to do and not to be afraid to step out in faith, but to move according to your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, that your bride is spotless, Lord. And I thank you that you are doing a new thing for her today. Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, brother, if you would please tell the bride how they can find out more about you.
Well, we have a Flames of Fire Ministries page on Facebook. Also have a personal page. It's John, P as in Paul, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, and John is J-O-H-N. And I have a Facebook page there as well. We have a PayPal account they could go to, the www.paypal.com site. And our account is actually our Flames of Fire Ministries email, and it's flames with an S of fire and ministries with an S at hotmail.com. That's flames with an S of fire ministries with an S at hotmail.com. And that's our account for PayPal, and it would be anything would be gratefully accepted, and believe me, it's good soil here and in this ground here.
So yes, now even though you're in another country, if they make a donation through PayPal, you get it immediately, right?
Yes, I'll get it, and what happens is we just are able to transfer it over to our bank. So
yes, yes.
That makes it very easy, to operate. It's the simplest way. There is a little fee unless you're a ministry. You have a ministry. You can do ministry to ministry for free. There's no charge for it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So there's no charge for that. And there's just a small fee. It's not much. I don't remember exactly what it is right now, but anyhow, that's the main way to help us. And if anyone wants to email us there at the Flames of Fire Ministries at hotmail.com, they are welcome to email us. If they want to know more about us, feel free to contact us. Or if you just want to talk, we can talk. Or if you have a need and you want us to pray for it, let us know. We'll pray.
All right, Pastor. Well, thank you so much for being on the broadcast with us today. God bless you, sir.
Well, you sure did give me an opportunity to speak, and you are such a blessing,
yes.
June. I love you with the love of Christ, and I thank you for everything.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Have a blessed day.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.